Text for meditation this morning comes from Luke chapter 1. Read verses 26 through 33. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." For when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Dear friends in Christ, one of the common tropes of children's cartoons and movies is the dream sequence, in which the dreamer realizes to his embarrassment that he's not wearing any pants. Usually he realizes this as people start pointing and laughing at him, and then the dreamer wakes up thoroughly mortified. Maybe this is a dream that you've had, a nightmare, I guess. Now, clothes, they cover up our indecency. They make us look presentable to one another. So the idea of being uncovered in this way, that's terrifying. Now, Adam and Eve, they had experienced this exact thing in real life. When they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and we're told that their eyes were opened, and all of a sudden they realized that they were naked. And as God walked through the garden, they did what any one of us would have done. They ran and hid themselves. They hid because they didn't want God to see them exposed in that way. But even more than that, they recognized that their sin that they had just committed, by disobeying God's clear command, they recognized that God would be able to see that right out in the open as well. That was the truly mortifying realization. Now, before one another, we do a good job of covering ourselves up, making ourselves look decent by putting on clothing. We do that also with regard to our sins, where we try and cover up our sins, make ourselves look decent and presentable to one another, so that other people don't know those things that we've done. And yet, before God, we can't do that. Before God, all of our sins, even those thoughts and intents of our hearts, those are exposed and laid bare before God. And that is terrifying. It can lead us to being scared of God, scared of what He might think or say about us, scared and feeling unworthy of God's love. I imagine some of these ideas and thoughts were going through Mary's head when she was visited by the angel Gabriel. There she was, standing in the presence of a holy messenger from God, and there she was, a sinner, exposed for what she was. And yet, the words that Gabriel tells Mary, God also tells you. Rejoice, highly favored one. Well, Mary wasn't too much different from any of us. She was a common, ordinary person. Well, nowadays, there's not many people in the world who don't know who Mary is. But at that time, she was just an ordinary, common person. She was a poor virgin, a poor maiden who was living in a small town in northern Israel, in the region of Galilee. She was engaged to a poor carpenter named Joseph. And she was a common sinner, just like every other human, in need of a Savior, just like you and I. And like you and I would have done, she was fearful when she realized that a holy angel from God was standing before her in her house. Now, this wasn't the first time that an angel had appeared to man or to a human. Actually, just 6 months before this, this same exact angel, Angel Gabriel, he had appeared to her relative, Zacharias. Zacharias was serving in the temple, and the angel appeared before him, and what was his reaction? We're told that he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. This is man's natural reaction when faced with holiness. You realize that you can't measure up, that all of your sins, they're there, exposed before God. Though you do a good job of hiding your sins from others, before God, all of our sins are exposed. even those deep, dark sins that we don't want anyone else to know about. That if anyone else found out about, they'd be appalled and we wouldn't have any friends. No, everything lays bare and exposed before God. And Mary, just like Adam and Eve, just like Zacharias, just like we would have been, she was frightened. So what does Gabriel say to her? He comforts her and says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Favor with God. That's a concept that we should explore. Does this mean that Mary was God's favorite person? Does this mean that she had done something that made God favor her? Does this mean that she was perfect, and so God favored her as opposed to everyone else? No, it doesn't mean any of those things. The Catholic Church would tell you that she was perfect, and she was without sin, and now she can dispense God's grace and favor to anyone that she wants. But that's not the case. No, she was a sinner. And yet, God favored her. All of the emphasis is on God being the one who's doing this action. And favor is really a synonym for grace. So what Gabriel basically tells her, he says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for though you don't deserve it, God loves you." And the same can be said of you as well. Do not be afraid. Rather, rejoice. Because though you feel unworthy of God's grace, you need not fear, because Christ has taken away your unworthiness. He has given you His righteousness, so now God looks at you with favor. Maybe you can relate to this feeling. When I was in high school, in college, there were two things I never wanted to look at. Those were my grades and my bank account balance. Now, you just never want to see some bad news. You know, especially after I'd have a bad test, or if I'd been spending a lot of money recently, it made it all the more harder for me to go on to the internet and type in Gradebook Wizard, a Royal Credit Union website, just because you just don't want to see a low grade or a low bank account balance. And I think we often treat God in this way as well. You know, we sin, we commit the same sin and struggle with it over and over and over, day after day. We take all this guilt and we hide it deep within ourselves. And the result is that we are scared to see what God says. We don't want to listen to His Word. We don't want to read it. We don't even want to pray, because we're ashamed of what we might see. Yet in spite of that, God says to you, "Do not fear, rather rejoice, highly favored ones." Christ Himself promises you in much the same words in Luke chapter 12 when He says, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Jesus Christ assures you that because of His work, you have no reason to fear. Not because of your sins, not because of your unworthiness. There's no cause to be afraid before God. For Christ came to take away your punishment. He came to be your substitute both in His life and in His death. So now before God, you are worthy. You are favored. Rejoice, highly favored ones. We'll conclude by singing hymn 347, verses 1 and 2. 347, 1 and 2.